Russia is bombarding Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the sound of a fire sparked by a missile strike in Kyiv. The capital and other cities and towns have been hit with a barrage of bombings today. At least 8 people dead in Kyiv alone, and some of the strikes were in residential areas. The day after Russian leader Vladimir Putin called the bombing that took out a bridge to Crimea a terrorist act, that is considered a key Russian supply line. Now, the U.S. has been helping supply Ukraine with weapons and ammo and other aid. The National Security Council spokesman says that is going to continue.
John Kirby said on ABC's This Week, diplomacy can end the war in Ukraine, but Russia seems intent on further aggression and threats of using tactical nukes. He says the U.S. will continue to help Ukraine fight for its sovereignty.
Which is why, quite frankly, we're in touch almost daily with the Ukrainians, and we're going to continue to provide them security assistance.
As for the nuclear threat, Kirby says there is no evidence right now that is a step Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to take.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. They just handed out the Nobel Prize for Economics. It's being shared by 3 Americans, including former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, awarded for research on banks and financial crises. And the price at the gas pump keeps going back up.
We have a jump of 21 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.99 per gallon. This after a drop of $1.32 over 17 weeks.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg does not expect a big price spike from here, despite the OPEC Plus country's oil production cut. AAA's national average for regular, a little less than hers, $3.92 a gallon. It's down to 8 teams in the baseball playoffs.
Nola on the ground. Lindor can't get it. Bell's going to come in to score.
Austin Nola's 2-run single was all the offense the Padres needed, but they added more, shutting out the Mets 6-0 on ESPN, eliminating New York. San Diego moves on to play the LA Dodgers next. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. We're 4 weeks and a day from the midterm elections, and while Republicans and Democrats battle for control of Congress, there are also tight races for governor, especially in a border state.
After a recently concluded fiscal year which saw Customs and Border Patrol conduct more than 2 million encounters with migrants, a record, even the Democratic candidate for Arizona governor is saying the White House needs to do more.
Biden does need to step up immigration and border security, absolutely. Arizona is bearing the brunt of illegal drug trafficking, gun trafficking, and smuggling.
Current Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. Republican candidate Carrie Lake spoke in even stronger terms while appearing on the same program.
If you know the Constitution, you know that Article 4, Section 4 calls for the federal government to protect us from invasion. And under Joe Biden's lack of leadership, we just aren't seeing that.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The city of St. Louis is considering suing 2 car makers, Kia and Hyundai, over car thefts.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports in July and August, more than 20 of the automaker's vehicles were stolen every day. A social media challenge inspiring thieves to break into vehicles manufactured by Kia and Hyundai between 2010 and 2021, pointing out the cars don't have an electric anti-theft security device and can be stolen with a USB cable and a screwdriver. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is against legal action, criticizing city leaders for blaming car manufacturers, not criminals, for the spike in crime. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly before this week's trading. On Sunday Night Football,
Nick Moore snaps it. Jordan Stout holds it. Justin Tucker wins it for Baltimore.
The Ravens beat the Cincinnati Bengals on NBC 1917 earlier. The Philadelphia Eagles improved to 5-0. The Houston Texans won their first game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.